Legal management. This level of the business and investment triangle, legal management, was one of the most painful lessons I ever had to learn. My rich dad identified a serious flaw in my business. I had failed to secure the legal rights to the nylon and Velcro products I had designed before I started producing them. More specifically, I failed to patent some of my products. I failed to do so because I believed that $10,000 in patent attorney fees was too expensive and not important enough to spend that much money on. Another company quickly came along and copied my idea, and I could do nothing about it. Today, I am an evangelist for the other side. Today, especially in the information age, your intellectual property attorney and your contract attorney are some of your most important advisors because they help create your most important assets. These attorneys, if they are good, will protect your ideas and your agreements from intellectual bandits, people who steal your ideas and therefore your profits. Michael Lechter has written a book, The Intellectual Property Handbook, which I highly recommend. He discusses various protection mechanisms, including patents, trademarks, copyrights, and mask works, and explains how they can be used in combination to give you the broadest protection. For a detailed summary of the various legal aspects you may encounter with your business, refer to the printed version of Rich Dad's Guide to Investing. Fifth building block, product management. The company's product, which the customer ultimately buys from the business, is the last important aspect of the business and investment triangle. It could be a tangible item, such as a hamburger, or an intangible item, such as consulting services. It is interesting to note that when evaluating a business, many average investors focus on the product rather than the rest of the business. Rich Dad thought that the product was the least important piece to inspect when evaluating a business. Many people come to me with ideas for new innovative products. My response is that the world is full of great products. People also say to me that their new idea or product is better than an existing product. Thinking that a better product or better service is most important is usually the domain of the E, employee, and S, self-employed quadrant, where being the best or highest quality is important for success. In the B, business owner, and I, investor quadrants, however, the most important part of a new business is the system behind the product or idea, or the rest of the business and investment triangle. I then point out that most of us can cook a better hamburger than McDonald's, but few of us can build a better business system than McDonald's. The product is at the top of the BI triangle because it is the expression of the business's mission. It is what you are offering to your customer. The rest of the BI triangle lays the foundation for the long-term success of your business. If your communication to the marketplace is strong, your systems are set up to facilitate production, ordering, and fulfillment. If your cash is managed properly, you will be able to sell your product successfully and support a strong growth business. A summary of the BI triangle. The BI triangle as a whole represents a strong system of systems, supported by a team with a leader, all working toward a common mission. If one member of the team is weak or falters, the overall success of the business can be jeopardized. I would like to highlight three important points in summarizing the BI triangle. First, money always follows management. If any of the management functions of the five individual levels are weak, the company will be weak. If you are personally having financial difficulty or not having the excessive cash flow that you desire, you can often find the weak spot or spots by analyzing each level. Once you identify your weakness, you may then want to consider turning it into your strength or hiring someone with that strength. Second, some of the best investments and businesses are the ones you walk away from. If any of the five levels is weak and the management is not prepared to strengthen them, it is best to walk away from the investment. Too many times I have discussed the five levels of the BI triangle with a management team with which I am considering investing, and I hear arguments instead of discussion. When business owners or business teams are weak in any of the five levels, they will become defensive rather than receptive to questioning. If they do become defensive rather than excited to identify and correct a weakness, I usually walk away from the investment. I have on a wall in my house a photo of a pig I took on Fiji. Under it is printed, "Don't teach pigs to sing. It wastes your time and annoys the pigs." There are too many excellent investments out there to waste your time trying to teach pigs to sing. Third, the personal computer and the internet make the BI triangle more available, affordable, and manageable for everyone. In my talks, I say that it has never been easier to access great wealth. In the industrial age, you needed millions of dollars to build a car factory. Today, with a $1,000 used computer, some brain power, a telephone line, and a little education in each of the five aspects of the BI triangle, the world can be yours. If you still desire to build a business on your own, there has never been greater opportunity for success. I recently met a young man who sold his small internet company to a major computer software company for $28 million. All he said to me was, "I made $28 million at the age of 28. How much will I make when I'm 48?"